time right now is 8:30, and good Thursday morning. Welcome to the WLBB Community Voice, News Talk 1330, FM 106.3. We are streaming live online at newstalk1330.com. And this morning, we're on the News Talk 1330 WLBB Facebook page. You can see my handsome young guest here sitting across from me. His name is Dr. Robert Pinkney. He's a candidate for District 3 representative on the Carroll County Board of Education. You may recognize the name. He was on the board for, I believe, four years. Yeah, one full term 4 years ago. He did lose to challenger Kerry Miller, who is currently on the board. And Kerry is seeking re-election, but Bob wants to be on the board again. And we'll talk about that campaign this morning. Good morning.
Good morning to you, sir.
It's good to see you again. It's been a while. I think we bumped into each other every now and then. But yeah, it's good to see you come down and talk to you this morning. Well, remind us who Bob Pinkney is. I mean, the characteristic that does stand out to me is you're going to be one of the rare, if not the only, board member I've ever met that has been a school superintendent. Yes, and sir. You would think, I mean, I don't want to suggest that's the pinnacle, but you think, all right, I did that. I served. I'm done. I've reached that peak. Let me go off and retire. But you did choose to run for board 8 years ago.
I did. I was everything in a school district, from the classroom to building principal and dean of students. We moved into central office, human resources, for 5 or 6 years, and then we decided that we wanted to try at being a superintendent, and we were fortunate enough to get selected as one and served in three different school districts. But what I see is that it's one thing. Board members have three distinct jobs. One is to hire a superintendent of schools. Two is to set policy. And three is to prepare a budget to run the system. I've always been a recipient of that result, participated in it. I've always been interested and intrigued by what school board members, information they received, and kinds of decisions they made. And so when we came here, my whole life has been devoted to children, and I had a void working with kids. I mentored at the Sandhill Elementary, at Ithaca Elementary, and Villa Rica Middle School, as well as Bay Springs, to get engaged. A member of the Fairfield Kiwanis Club, it gave me a chance to continue working with children in that capacity. And then I just said, give yourself a chance to sit on the board if you're elected, and then work with the other board members in making policy that is going to impact the children, the staff, as well as the community you serve.
And to clarify, District 3 it's the Villa Rica cluster, right? There's no extra schools in it. It's all considered the Villa Rica cluster.
There's District 1, and then there's District 3. We have Dr. Brooks happens to be the person in District 1. I've known her. I've worked with her in different capacities. I would love to have the opportunity and working with her as a board member. Although we represent different schools within the district, we represent the same schools. Mm-hmm. Either all of us can speak to the interests of and the service of the children and the parents and teachers of District 3.
I guess I did want to clarify that, because, I mean, you know, my brain, I'm looking at districts and I'm comparing the districts, but you're not cutting that district off. You're thinking all of, even though Villa Rica Cluster has two districts, you're thinking that district does serve all of Villa Rica Cluster.
It serves all of Villa Rica Cluster. And in addition to that, Colin, I also believe that I may be a representative of District 3 in the Villa Rica Cluster, but I'm also a board member for Carroll County. So I have an interest in the other four clusters and the things that they're doing and the services that they're providing for their kids to ensure that the fundings that we put together in a budget are, we always want to use the term equal, that if you have $1 and $1.25, everybody gets 25 cents. But that's not necessarily so. There's another word called equity. Where's the need the most? And that's what I want to look at, is how we expend our funds. As long as we make sure everyone has the basics that they need, other places have a little additional thing, whatever that might be. We just went through a building campaign when I was on the board of the sports complexes. But they went cluster by cluster. And I was supportive of that because I knew Villa Rica Cluster would get its chance, and then we can provide input. So, yes, I may represent 3, but I am a board member for Carroll County.
Dr. Bob Pinkney, our guest on this morning's Community Voice program. He's candidate for District 3 on the Carroll County Board of Education. Any questions or comments, I encourage you to post those to the News Talk 1330 WLBB Facebook page, and I will take a peek there and sharing that sharing those comments with our guest. Is there a particular issue now that motivates you? I mean, it's just 4 years away from being on the board. I don't know, you know, when you stepped away, if you were just like, okay, well, I did my job, I did my public service, I'm done. Did you always intend to, you know, to want to be on there, or did something in the last 4 years, did you see something that, well, you know, maybe I could change that? I mean, you talked about equity for all school systems. That may be one of them, but.
Well, the equity issue, but I want to also speak about the notion of diversity. We have a very diverse county here. Villarica is the largest of the five cluster. Villarica has the most diverse student population in the clusters, but Villarica's classrooms, their teachers, I've in conversations with other board members as well as with the superintendent when I was on the board, was that I made a statement that our children, diversity of children, like to see someone standing in front of them who looks like them, reflects them. It gives them something to goal to reach for. So one of the issues that I'm looking at is continuing the development of a diverse staff across the board. And again, not only in the Villarica cluster, but any others as well. We are a diverse country. We have issues. We get to know and resolve those issues once we get a chance to know one another, and other than light of waiting for the TV or the newspaper to tell us how to think and what decisions to make.
Freaking media. Media's messing everybody up. The your perspective of a school district, I mean, is K through 4 basically to prepare a student for middle school, and 5 through 8 to prepare a student for high school, and high school prepare somebody for the next step in the real world? Is that how it's broken down, or, I mean, is it, I mean, from the start, are we preparing kids
yes.
for what's after,
yes.
after high school?
Obviously, the job is to educate students from age 4 through 17, 18 graduation. But when you break it down into elementary, middle, and high school levels, the critical piece is that pre-K, K, getting them ready for school. If you spoke to teachers, they can distinguish in their kindergarten classes those students who've had interventions from either home or other kind of schooling. So I would look to expand our pre-K program, because although that's a lottery, if we understand a lottery, and however many of us have had the opportunity of winning the lottery, some of us lose.
Does it have to be a lottery?
Well, in the state of Georgia, it's a lottery. And I'm from the original superintendent on Long Island in New York. Pre-K was a state program. And so all four-year-olds who were eligible could attend their schools, had pre-K programs. Here, your pre-K program is based on the amount of monies that are allotted to you through the state. So if you put, for example, 100 students of 4 years of age applied for pre-K in any of our schools, elementary schools, only a certain portion of those students would be selected. Their numbers would be pulled, and they would go. The other four-year-olds, they would have to wait another year before entering their formal education. And I would like to see us look at possibilities of, if we can expand, everything we do in the school district impacts the county here that we're in. So I would ask the business community to sit down at the table with us and talk about ways that they may be able to help to fund additional students. You're asking for kids to be ready. You spoke about middle school and high school. If a youngster enters third grade and leaves third grade unable to read, they're going to be strugglers for the rest of their career. We're saying third grade. They still have 9 more years of schooling in front of them. And reading is the foundation of everything. Even if they're playing a Nintendo game, if they're playing any type of word game, they have to be able to read the instructions in order to move to the next level, or they'll have to have someone tell them. I want to work with these 4 and 5 year olds, get them ready for school, so school becomes fun for them. If you asked a youngster who said, I don't like school, especially a pre-K or four-year or kindergarten or first grade, why don't you like school? And you look at, and if you really delve down and got into the weeds, do you know your letters? Do you know your numbers? Can you read the phrases that are being presented in front of you? If they're struggling with that, they don't like school because everyone else around them is doing what the teacher says. Bob, read this sentence, or Bob, what is this letter? And Bob doesn't give the correct response, moves on to the next student. Bob then immediately realizes that I can't do this work. And so we are going to make sure you know that we're here. They'll accept negative or positive attention, but they will let you know that they're in the classroom. And that's because their foundation of reading, of letters, of numbers, of body parts are not fully developed before they move into the next grade level.
It's difficult to have this conversation in 30 minutes, isn't it? I mean, about education.
Oh, yes. Education is more than just coming into the building and opening books and saying, okay, let's get started. Where's the preparation from them? If I look at my children, my wife, who happens to be my campaign manager, Cricket, she was a Montessori teacher. So we had the benefits of both of our boys having Montessori right up until fourth grade. A different style of learning. When I was superintendent of one of my school districts, I asked the Montessori school where she worked if some of my teachers could visit and see how Montessori goes about teaching 4 and 5 years old. Not to make any significant changes in our curriculum, but giving them another tool, another arrow in their quiver that they could use to help a possibly a struggling student that they didn't pick up in other classes when they're doing their graduate work. So getting those 4 and 5 year olds ready for school, then the rest of the time is their innate ability, and we all have it.
Do we need math?
Math?
More than one class? Can we just have one math class and be done with it, Bob?
No, math is interesting. For me, I would say, yes, you need math, but then if you looked at my background in math, that was the most difficult part of my development. And the degrees and the different places that I've been was in math and math. But you, excuse me, but you need mathematics, you need literature, you need words, you need vocabulary. You need a caring individual. Remembering we're talking about 4 and 5 year olds. And if we really can picture a 4 and 5 year old, those are our babies. They're very impressionable. They need to know that the person in front of them cares about them and their interest in them, not just another student in the classroom. And that's why I feel that when we have a mixture of faces and experiences in front of our children as they move through the continuum of education, then they naturally understand people are different only in whom the person is and nothing else.
Time right now is 8:43. I know I need to take my first break here, Josh, but this one popped in my head. Are teachers incentivized to make students do good on tests more so than, you know, whatever is believed that will make them carry on the skills and what they learn, for the rest of their life? I mean, is there...
You use the word test, and I've often been troubled by the fact that we prepare our students to, have been preparing our students to...
I mean, I know myself. Up through college, I mean, I was focusing on, that test.
Passing that test.
That test. That was my
mindset. And then 2 or 3 months later, if you ask on the test, you would not... The way I work with my staff is, one, we did all of our testing, first of all, was in the same format as the major tests that we had, with font size, the way they were set up on the paper, so the kids would become familiar with it. But more importantly, teach the curriculum. The test questions, the testing is about the curriculum you're learning. So you don't have to specify just this particular part. If you teach the entire curriculum thoroughly to the children, when the tests are given to them, it's in a font that they've seen before, it's worded in what they've seen before. So now all they have to do is draw upon the knowledge that they've acquired while being with you in class.
Bob Pinkney, our guest on this morning's Community Voice program. Again, time right now is 8:45. We'll take our first break and come back and continue our show. If you have any questions or comments, please post those to the News Talk 1330 WLBB Facebook page, and I will try to share them. We'll be back with more in 1 minute.
Health is a journey. It's making better choices, even when it's not easy. It's taking care of yourself and the people you love. At Tanner Health System, we're there for you with every step, with primary care, heart care, cancer care, women's care, orthopedics, surgical services, and so much more. We're dedicated to helping you live and feel your best. So let's get on that journey to health. You've got places to be for many years to come. Find us at Tanner.org.
The AP Scholar Journey at Oak Mountain Academy is designed to provide students with a clearly defined advanced placement curriculum track to earn a series of distinctions upon graduation. This journey enables academically prepared students to pursue college-level studies throughout 17 AP courses in 5 subject categories while enrolled at OMA. I'm Patrick Uran, head of school, inviting you to journey with us on the mountain. For more information, visit us at oakmountain.us. Discover your journey at OMA. Prepare, explore, and achieve.
Welcome back to the WLBB Community Voice. My name is Colin Worthington. My guest is Dr. Bob Pinkney. He is a candidate for District 3 on the Carroll County Board of Education. Jenny Legel-Dollar checking in. She said, yes, mandatory pre-K. They are not ready for K in first grade without it. And then she says, thank you, Dr. Pinkney, because I think you kind of verified what she was thinking and what she may have been trying to say in an initial post. Jenny, thank you for checking in this morning. Let me, because I only have half a show left, let me just kind of recap some things that have happened over the last 4 years. The Carroll County School Board members last year, I guess in June of last year, began collecting at least $12,000 annually for their public service roles beginning in June of 23, and that was an increase from a minimum of $2,400 annually and $100 per meeting. Board members did vote for that pay increase, and it was approved on a national level. I mean, that's, if we're going to talk percentage of increase, that was pretty significant for board members.
You're talking about compensation.
I'm sorry.
When I received that, wasn't the number I received 4 years ago.
Well, not 4 years ago. So, I mean, percentage wise, that's a significant increase. But I mean, you put enough time into a job, you should be compensated. If you're traveling places and things like that, there are things to pay for. Is that how do you feel about that significant kind of pay raise as a board member when it? Public servant is how everybody promotes when they run for this job.
It's new to me in terms of the compensation because in New York State, board members aren't compensated. They get literature and they can go on conferences, etc., but there's no monthly stipend for that. So if they're increasing it, you can't measure in dollars and cents the job that a board member should be doing is being visible in their communities, attending various events. In addition to the sporting events, there are other cultural events that our students participate in, and board members should be visible in those as well. Because again, remembering, every student is not going to be in that specialized area. If we use sports as one, if you look at the percentage of students totally who participate in sports in a given high school, it's a small percentage of the whole. And after they finish their participation, many of them have hopes of going to an upper level, whether that's collegiate, and then after collegiate, going on to a professional sport. But the reality is that maybe 1% or 1.5% of those high schoolers are going to get to Division I or just the college on that athletic scholarship, and even less of them are going to make it to the pros. So we have to get our children ready for a life of education, of excitement about learning, and learning in a variety of different ways. I often want to say I need two things from students. I need a smile on their faces when I see them each morning. And then I want to make sure that we're giving them and developing them to a level where they have choices. I'll use one of our sons in high school. He was going to be a physical therapist. When he got into college, he was going to be an orthopedist. He is now an attorney for the Department of Transportation in Washington, D.C. But the reason he was able to make those choices was because he had the foundation. And that's what I want to see in all of our children. That's what I mean when I say diversity. I'm for all children. There's not a ounce of blood in this body that favors one over another. All children need to learn. All children need to smile. And all children need to have the skill set so they can compete in the world, whether it's in going on to four-year school, a two-year school, or certificate at school, whether they're going on to military. They need a foundation in order to go into those different divisions. And then once in there, can they make changes in their lives if they want to? And the future that we're seeing in the country and in the world is with the technology we have, there are going to be a lot of choices that have to be made. Our job on this level is to make sure that they have a solid, fair education.
Let me ask you one more question before our, before we go to our break here. Budget discussions have just started being put out publicly. I'm sure they talk about them, you know, 8 months out of the year, but they first started being presented publicly. The budgets seem to continue to go up, whether it's the general revenue or it's grants or anything. You know, we've got new facilities that need to be maintained. So all those considerations are going to be put into the budget and what it costs the school system. Do we ever see a time where those budgets can go back down? Are there ways to drop those budgets, or should we, as taxpayers supporting the school systems in our county, do we just have to suck it up and say, all right, that's going to happen this way?
Taxes are going to be with us all of our lives. And the school taxes, the way I would express it, when I moved into a district as superintendent, that was the first question that was always posed to me, and that was, you're going to cut the budget. And my answer to that was, I'm not going to tell you I'm going to cut the budget. What I am going to tell you is that I'm going to justify every expenditure. For example, New York State, you did not have, kindergarten was not required. It was 100% of school districts in the state of New York have kindergarten, but it's not a required first grade to 12th grade is. So I simply said that then we'll eliminate our kindergarten program. Of course, we're not going to do that. That's a cost. Transportation is a cost. You have a certain mileage distance from your home to the school. Elementary, middle, and high school, those distances increase. You may have to increase the distances or make kids eligible for bus transportation, and that way you can cut monies there. Justify the expenditures. This is what it costs to run that. You have an electric bill, a water bill, a heating bill. That has a cost factor to it. You may have to talk to your schools about how they use the energies, etc. But you can't. I cannot just simply say that I'm going to cut the budget without understanding what it is that I'm cutting, and the impact of what I'm cutting should be the bottom line of how it's going to affect teachers and students. One phrase I used to use was that school budget reflects the commitment of the Board of Education to the education of its students. Now, here in Georgia, you have across the state, you have 153 counties or so. Each one of those have a different economic situations in them. Some in the Atlanta area you would consider to be wealthy. They have a different budget. The state gives us theirs, and then they contribute to that because the commitment to educating their children is first and foremost. That's a decision that, the board with the superintendent is going to have to make. And then I'm used to boards, communities voting for budgets. Here we present the budget to the community. There is a night or two that's available for you to come in and discuss with the board and with the superintendent and his staff what the budget is, the amount of the budget, the increase that's going to occur. But that's the amount of input. You don't vote here in Georgia. You don't vote on the budget. So that wasn't something I had to get used to. And you need to, we need should be explaining what our increase is and why we're having increase, not just doing it because we have the right to do so.
Time right now is 8:55. We'll take our final break. Come back with a few minutes as we wrap up our program with Dr. Bob Hinkney, candidate for District 3 on the Carroll County Board of Education. Community Voice brought to you by Tanner Health System and Oak Mountain Academy.
Health is a journey. It's making better choices, even when it's not easy. It's taking care of yourself and the people you love. At Tanner Health System, we're there for you with every step, with primary care, heart care, cancer care, women's care, orthopedics, surgical services, and so much more. We're dedicated to helping you live and feel your best. So let's get on that journey to health. You've got places to be for many years to come. Find us at Tanner.org.
The customized academic scholar journey at Oak Mountain Academy is individually designed to provide students with a personalized, clearly defined academic track that earns the student a series of distinctions upon graduation. This journey enables academically driven students to pursue a focused, rigorous course of study personalized to their wants and desires. I'm Patrick Uran, head of school, inviting you to journey with us on the mountain. For more information, visit us at oakmountain.us. Discover your journey at OMA. Prepare, explore, and achieve.
All right, 8:55. Welcome back to the Voice, News Talk 1330, FM 106.3. And we're on the News Talk 1330 WLBB Facebook page right now. We're going to wrap up our program, and I will just hand this off to Dr. Pinkney. Again, he's a candidate for the District 3 seat on the Carroll County Schools Board of Education. You're going door to door. I'm leaving. I'm in a hurry, Bob. It's 7:30 in the morning. I've got the baby in one arm and newspaper in the other, and I'm balancing my coffee on my head, and my wallet's falling out. I'm picking all this stuff up, but this is your opportunity to tell me I'm in your district. Why should I support Bob Pinkney for this role?
I'm hoping that you would understand that Bob Pinkney is a career educator. He has 4 years background experiences, as I said earlier, from the classroom to the superintendent's office. He's worked in different parts of the country, learning different ways of presenting information to students, working with staff. And I want to say that teachers are a critical component to us. They are the front line. They meet the students each and every morning, and they're the ones that greet them. So we need to be fair to the teachers. We're losing staff in Carroll County to contiguous counties and other places because of the differential. So when you talk to me about taxes, I understand them. We have to pay them, justify the expenditure of them, look for a person who's going to ask that second and third level question. With my background and experiences, we can have a program being presented, but their insights, how does this is going to affect the children in the classroom? How is this going to affect the training, staff development of the teachers? How are we going to measure the success of the program we're investing? We're being asked to make million-dollar decisions. And in order to get my vote, I need the background. I'm not asking questions to question you as whether you're right or wrong. I'm asking for more information so I can make an intelligent decision when it comes time to vote. So trust this person to care about your children. Trust this person to care about staff. Trust this person to care about the county of Carroll. We're premier in a variety of areas. We need to be premier across the board, not just in the matter of vocabulary word, that we're premier. We have lovely facilities. We have kids and we have adults inside of those facilities. Let's make sure that everybody has what they need in order for them to provide and educate your child, because you have to think about tomorrow. They're in school today, but there's going to be a tomorrow. And are they ready to meet the world when they leave our attention? Do we follow them for a couple of 3 years once they graduate to see a sampling of how the kids are doing? So my focus is a man who cares about kids, cares about staff, cares about education for all.
Thank you for holding my baby during that, too, because I was about to drop him. So it's very kind of you. Bob Pinkney, our guest on this morning's Community Voice program, candidate for District 3 on the Carroll County Board of Education. Bob, good to see you again.
You as well.
Good to talk to you. And thank you for listening this morning to the WLBB Community Voice. Our candidate community voices continue through the next 3 or 4 weeks. Early voting is Monday.
Monday 29th.
Yep.
And the actual vote is
May 21st.
May 21st.
Tomorrow's guest, candidate for District 71 State House, Mark Latanzio. So hope you'll tune in for that program at 8:30 right here on News Talk 1330 FM 106.3.